The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and that again is 855-450-3733. More coming up here, including the cop who basically falsified evidence to make it look like he was attacked. In point of fact.
What a poor guy.
Falsifying evidence is the understatement of the year in this case.
Yeah, we'll hear more about that here in a moment. But also, Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk, in jail due to contempt of court. People are protesting outside of the courthouse for various different reasons. That's something that we had more to say on because we just barely scratched the surface. The beginning of the show, we had a lot of calls tonight, and that's the way I like Free Talk Live. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got John listening in Nevada to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome.
I don't want to be taken as defending the policy that Kim Davis wants to be enacted, but I hear a lot of libertarians criticizing her, saying, well, she's not doing her job, as if that's a criticism in and of itself. But I would just like to remind libertarians that in most cases, we don't want government officials to do their jobs, because usually to do their jobs is to do something bad. So if a cop was, say, not going to arrest people for smoking pot or for carrying weapons peacefully, then I don't think libertarians should be saying, well, he's not doing his job, he has to go.
No, I see where you're coming from. However, you could argue in that case, though, that the policeman is doing his job because all police are given discretion.
Well, they're not given infinite discretion. They are supposed to enforce. They're supposed to enforce laws, and a lot of the laws they're supposed to enforce are wrong. And there's a lot of other things that other public do that are wrong that we would prefer to see them not do.
Yeah, but they are given discretion, and they pretty much can use it in any case, with the exception of a few felonies, I believe. I'm not sure exactly the details on the things that they aren't supposed to use discretion on. But, you know, things like drug possession, they absolutely can use discretion. They can look the other way, and that is part of their job.
Well, the other thing that you've got of this is that whether it's a police officer or anybody else, these people have oaths of office.
Okay? That's true, too.
And I've actually got right in front of me, if you want, I'll read it out loud. I've got Kim Davis's oath of office right in front of me here.
Okay.
And it reads, I do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this Commonwealth and be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as I continue a citizen thereof, and that I will faithfully execute to the best of my ability the office of blank insert office here, according to law. And I do further solemnly swear or affirm that since the adoption of the present Constitution, I, being a citizen of this state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state nor out of it, nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have I acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person in thus offending, so help me God. Now, listen to me. The fact of the matter is if her job is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the laws of Kentucky, then telling the Supreme Court to pound sand is exactly what she was supposed to do. The Supreme Court had absolutely no authority to cram gay marriage down the throats of Kentucky voters. That was not something that these people voted for. It was not something that they wanted. And it's not a power of the United States federal government to go and define marriage for people. So she did exactly what she was supposed to do. She was doing her job. And she's being jailed for it in order to scare the life out of religious people in this country. It is an atrocity what's happening to Kim Davis.
That's an interesting perspective, Chris. I hadn't thought about it from that direction. John?
Well, what Chris said is well and good. It's also not a legitimate authority of state government to legislate marriage either.
Of course, I'm not standing up for marriage licenses in this case. All I'm saying here is that this is an edict from the federal government, okay? And if we're talking about the context of the situation where, you know, if we're going to, let's just pretend for a second that governments have legitimate authority, right? And it's not just a bunch of guys with guns. Let's just pretend that there's a legal system here. There's a legal system that's based on a constitution, and that constitution is supposed to limit the power of these authorities. And that 10th Amendment right there says, hey, you don't have powers that are not defined here, and marriage is not one of the powers defined. And so for the federal government, for the Supreme Court to turn around, and because the politics of the sitting justices say that gay marriage is just a swell policy that we all think everybody should have, well, we're going to go and cram this down the throats of everybody else. And all these leftists, all these people, love wins the day lunatics, will probably tell you how wonderful democracy is when they're not out subverting it through the court system and jailing religious people for enacting their beliefs and upholding the constitution of the government under which they work.
Okay, just curious, Chris, if she changed, let's just say it wasn't the feds who did this. Let's say Kentucky went ahead and, you know, legalized gay marriage. If she continued to refuse, would you then say she should do her job?
If she's working for the state of Kentucky and the state of Kentucky legalizes gay marriage and she refuses to carry out the orders of her, you know, quote unquote legitimate government, well, then that government should fire her from her job. Not
right.
Doing your job is a good reason to get fired from your job. It's not a good reason to throw somebody in a jail cell.
I agree with that. She definitely doesn't belong in jail. John, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, yeah, I would say she definitely doesn't belong in jail, especially since there is a clear legal procedure for removing her from office peacefully. So it's stupid. A judge should have looked at that and said, there's nothing for me to do here. You have a way to take her out of office. Take her out of office if that's what you do.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So let me just come, summarize what you just said and make sure I understood it right.
The state of New Hampshire legalized gay marriage. I did not blink an eye, okay? When the federal government turns around and crams this down the throats of everybody in all 50 states, I hit the roof over that, okay? I'm not anti-gay, right?
If
people want to, you know, get into a relationship and call it a marriage and sign a contract, have at it, okay? But the federal government turning around and seizing a massive power like that is so ridiculously offensive to me, and it should be ridiculously offensive to anybody who cares about freedom. I lost my mind when I saw libertarians changing their profile pictures to rainbows when the Supreme Court made this decision.
Annoying.
That was the most ridiculous thing that I have seen in the history of this movement, and I have seen some ridiculous things come out of the mouths of libertarians. This was awful. This was a huge power grab on the behalf of the federal government, and that's what you're seeing in the case of Kim Davis, that they're like, no, we have a pro-gay agenda, and we will jail you if you defy us. And that is sick and dangerous.
It's scary for sure. And you also can look at the cases with the cake makers or whatever.
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
There's
the
a gay
makers.
Couple coming in and they want to have a cake, but the person doesn't want to make the cake because of whatever objection. And then all of a sudden they're being forced to by some government board or some bureaucrats under the threat of violence. And I think that's absolutely horrifying. Please stop saying that love is in any way involved in this situation. I don't think there's any love on either side.
Because the ideologues behind this, it's a hate group, okay? That's what it is. It's not love wins the day. It's not, we just want to love each other. No, you hate other people, and you're going out and you're using violence against them through the state, and you are suppressing the religious majority of this country. For all your talk about democracy, yeah, I take no pleasure in standing up for religious people. Believe me when I tell you, okay? I hate that I'm in this position where I'm compelled to do this because I don't like it. I think religion is a child abuse in no shortage of circumstances. I think it's one of the most deleterious influences that we have ever had introduced into human society. But I also say that it's even worse when you're going to have a government turn around and promote what is essentially an anti-breeding agenda. Like, hey, everybody be gay. This is like better. Do that. And if you don't like it, well, we'll throw you in jail.
So what's happening outside the courthouse? Kentucky.com reporting from Ashland, where Rowan County Court Clerk Kim Davis, or not court clerk, I keep saying that, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis has gone to jail. Carl Guyman Jr. says justice has been served and love and equality has prevailed.
Close by, hundreds of those who supported Davis stood silently. Others prayed and sang hymns. In the hours leading up to the decision by District Judge David Bunning to jail Davis for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, the two groups yelled, preached, and chanted on the sidewalk, sometimes exchanging heated words. Dan Ruchinski held a sign that read, "America, God hates your sin," and used a portable microphone to preach to the hundreds of people who had arrived hours before the 11 a.m. hearing. Like I said, I see a lot of hate on both sides of this. I don't think anybody here is really standing for love. Our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts, 855-4.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to share your thoughts on this clerk who has been jailed until further notice, apparently, on contempt of court charges. And I think it's important to talk about contempt of court, so we'll do that. What does it really even mean? What is contempt of court? We'll get into that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, what are some of the people saying outside of the courthouse, the protesters that are out there arguing with one another? Liberty Health Share, however, is something you need to know about. If you're sick of this Obamacare nonsense, this government-run health care, well, there's a movement in healthcare today, and it's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their own healthcare, like you and I, people who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little, people who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be a part of it. Liberty Health Share is the leading that movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and we can change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org is their website. That's LibertyHealthShare.org, or you can call them toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or LibertyHealthShare.org. With you in studio, you do have Ian here.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
The lady that is in jail right now, until further notice, Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk. There's a lot of different, I think, viewpoints on this. And Cantwell, I got to say, yours is an interesting one. You say that she should have been disobeying the essentially the order to issue these marriage licenses because the decision by the Supreme Court, in your interpretation, it was unconstitutional, and she swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, so therefore she's within her rights to not follow those orders.
Yeah, it's within her duty to not follow those orders, frankly. You're going to have the United States is a foreign government to Kentucky, okay? When these people start turning around and doing things that are outside of their constitutional authority, the word marriage never gets mentioned in the Constitution. That's complete nonsense that the federal government has any authority over it whatsoever, okay? So if the same thing, when the Republican candidates get up there and say they want a ban on gay marriage, right? You know, and you've had Republican presidential candidates talk about this. They rightly say we have to have a constitutional amendment if we want to ban gay marriage, because we don't have the constitutional authority to do that in the Congress. The Republican Party, who has not been friendly to the Constitution over the years, mind you,
no,
knows that they have no authority to ban gay marriage. And these religious zealots have enough common sense to get up there and say the only way that we can do this is with a constitutional amendment. But the left, they're like, constitutional amendment, that's what the courts are for.
Yeah.
Right. And they go into the courts and they say, well, we've got just the right people in there. We've had just enough Democratic presidents over the years that we can get a 5-4 decision out of this. And granted, stick it to those reactionary conservative religious zealots once and for all. Right. And that's what they do. And it's sick and sadistic that they do it. It's a really terrible thing. And like I said,
well, this is what government does.
It turns people against each other. I did not blink an eye when New Hampshire legalized gay marriage. I didn't think twice about it. I said, fine, what do I care? Right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's been fine.
The federal government does it, they have no authority to do that. So when they cram this down the throats of Kentucky citizens, and the citizens say, we did not want this, and then the people that they elect to office turn around and say, no, federal government, we're not going to do that, well, then they should be sticking by this woman. The Kentucky courts should be saying, go pound sand, SCOTUS. The Kentucky legislature should be demanding that she be released.
This was a federal judge who did send her to jail for contempt.
Well, then the state authorities should go break her out of prison, is what they should do, because she's been kidnapped illegally.
Well, you and I both know that the state government goons will not do anything against the
federal government. Of course not, which is why they're fundamentally useless.
Right.
You've got a foreign government jailing your citizens over powers that they don't have.
They'll get their funding cut if they don't do what they're told. There's so much money that comes from the federal government with all these strings attached to it for these local and state governments. They are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the federal government.
And the other thing to this, as you mentioned when we came back, she's in jail. This is not she's going to spend 30 days or she's got some penalty coming to her.
It's an open-ended sentence.
She's in contempt of court. And you know what? They're not going to let her go until she changes her mind. So this woman's got religious convictions.
Until she agrees to do
fill out these forms
right.
or whatever.
They're not going to fire her. They're going to hold her in jail until she renounces her deity. I mean, how sick is that, that this is happening in the United States of America?
Well, it's pretty crazy. I'll certainly give you that. And it comes back around to a point I made when we started the show about this, and that is that when you join up with the state, you've changed your religion. See, this is something she doesn't really realize, and most people don't realize it either. The state is a crazy, dangerous, hate-filled religion.
Yeah.
And if you are truly a Christian or truly somebody who supposedly, you know, because a Christian is supposed to be somebody who emulates Christ and, you know, Christ was a loving person who, you know, was not a violent person, etc. By joining the state, you're joining a criminal enterprise that is essentially its own religion. Look at the trappings of the state. You've got in the courtrooms, pews. You've got icons, religious icons that people will chant in a very religious manner. They'll chant a pledge to this religious icon.
And
they'll stand up for it. They put their hand over their hearts. And, you know, and if you are a Christian or any, you know, a lot of religions would not like you to be worshiping something else besides their God.
It's absolutely. It's idolatry. They were pretty clear about that one.
So she, in my opinion, threw away her religious conviction when she decided to take a job with the state and do their evil bidding. Although I think you make some solid points, Chris, that, you know, if she had a conscience, she should go ahead and exercise it. And I get that. And I think that this whole situation is just messed up from top to bottom. You've got two different groups, the, you know, religious zealots in this case. You've got the gay marriage folks who want to cram it down people's throats. They're all fighting with one another. And it's a perfect example of how the government turns people against one another. And it pits interest group against interest group. And that eventually what's happening is, you know, one group gets control of whatever state apparatus or federal apparatus, and then they shove their views down the other group's throat. And then the other group gets in control of it, and it's like, oh, well, we got screwed over for the last 50 years or, you know, 20 years or 10 years or whatever. Well, now we're going to screw you back. And then it's, you know, it's just like back and forth over and over again.
And anybody who thinks that this is helping gay people is out of their minds.
Yeah.
You are going to see, you're already seeing it, but this
backlash,
this
right?
is huge, okay? You know, when you talk about conservatism, a lot of people refer to it as reactionary, right? Okay, they're just trying to maintain the existing social order and income these people who just want to upend everything and create chaos in the social structure, right? And so they're going to react, okay? And I'm finding myself in a position where I'm looking at all this stuff, and I end up, you know, I was really far more interested in discussing economics and stuff like that, and I'm seeing all of this social issue stuff being shoved down everybody's throats, and I've gotten to a point where I am reacting to it. I'm behaving like a reactionary. I'm taking a more conservative line because I'm just like, what the heck are these people doing? And a lot of people are starting to go through that they're like, okay, well, I'm a libertarian, I don't care about gay marriage, I don't care about abortion, I don't care about this, whatever. And then they're seeing what these people are doing with the state apparatus to shove this down people's throats, and they are reacting to it, and they're angry, and they're going to do something about it. And when these people get control of the state apparatus, don't think that that's going to help gay people. It's going to be a disaster.
That's a great point. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But what does it even mean to be held in contempt? I don't think a lot of people really know. I mean, they don't even understand what contempt is.
Bad news.
We should talk about that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will not hold you in contempt. We don't have that power. In fact, the idea of contempt isn't even a legislated thing. It's just a power that, you know, these judges have by virtue of the fact that they wear a robe. They can just send you to jail for an indefinite period of time for whatever reason they darn well feel like. That's contempt.
It is. It is established in law. I'm actually looking at the federal contempt law here in Title 42.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at Chapter 21, Subchapter 1995. And it appears to me here, it says, in all cases of criminal contempt arising under the provisions of this act, the accused upon conviction shall be punished by fine or imprisonment or both. Provided, however, that in case the accused is a natural person, the fine to be paid shall not exceed the sum of $1,000, nor shall imprisonment exceed the term of 6 months. So it appears to me that there is an upper limit on this.
Except, here's the thing with the upper limit. Now, I don't know what the federal law is on this, but at least in most places, my understanding is if it goes beyond 6 months, the judge just simply has to explain himself. Like, he can be called into some sort of committee or whatever. There's some sort of oversight panel of other judges
who will call him in to explain himself. Or, like, maybe you have to petition for that to happen. I'm not really sure exactly how that works. If you're an attorney or you know a thing or two about what happens beyond that six-month time frame. So generally, you will see judges not handing out more than 180 days for contempt. But if they do, they can still get away with it. It's just that they have to kind of give their reasons to some other judges before they'll sign off on it. That's it. You can still put somebody in. In fact, there have been people held in contempt for years and years.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I read a little bit further, and it says, this section shall not apply to contempts committed in the presence of the court or yep. so near thereto as to interfere directly with the administration of justice, nor to misbehavior, misconduct, or disobedience of any officer of the court in respect to writs, orders, or process of the court. So it seems to me that this limit that I just uttered might not actually be the case.
Right. There's a way around that. And so the contempt power was just sort of this Western judicial system thing.
Yeah. And it's a near plenary thing. Like, I mean, it's like an absolute, it's an awesome power to basically jail anybody who you feel has disrespected you.
That's exactly right. We've had our friends jailed for contempt. I've been jailed for contempt. And in my case, I didn't sit down fast enough. That was my reason for getting my first contempt charge. Another contempt charge I caught because when I was the court trial was over, I was fined $120 and asked if I could pay it. And I refused to answer that question. And so I was hit with contempt for refusing to answer that question.
Wow.
I was hit with another contempt, I think, because it was some other piddly nonsense reason. You know, just a bunch of junk. You know, it wasn't like I destroyed the courtroom or anything like that.
You have the right to remain silent and not be a witness against yourself, unless, of course, the judge asks you a question, in which case he'll throw your butt in jail.
Right, because I wasn't being a witness in that case. I was just being sentenced. And so, yeah, I went to jail for that, and it was a 90-day sentence, so I got three contempt charges. So 30 days apiece. The actual sentence for the case was 4 days. So I went in, and in that case, you know, these judges just want to be obeyed. You know, they just want you to bow to them.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, that's what I decided to do. I'd gotten word after the weekend in jail that the judge was going to give me a right of allocution hearing because he apparently forgot to do that at the first moment of the contempt. So this right of allocution is your chance to beg, basically. This is your chance to explain yourself in the instance of contempt. So the judge is obligated by the system to give you that right of allocution. So because he supposedly forgot to do that, they had a video arraignment where I was able to, you know, beg and eat some crow in front of the judge, promise to be a good boy in court and follow the rules. And he let me out as a result of that. So the 90-day contempt went down to 0 days after I gave the judge what he really wanted.
Well, there you go. And I mean, this is the thing. It is a means by which to coerce compliance.
That's it.
And so there was the case not so long ago of this woman who they wanted to circumcise her son, if you might recall, right? And there was all these intactivists, as they're called, the anti-circumcision activists.
Oh, yeah.
And they had managed to put this off a number of times. And eventually they said, sign the order allowing your husband to have your son circumcised. And she said no. And they said, fine, you're in contempt. And they put her in jail.
Real.
And they held her there
until she signed it,
and they called that her agreement.
It's voluntary.
You have to agree to this, or we'll jail you. Well,
now see, wasn't the whole circumcision thing, wasn't that part of their original like marriage agreement or something when they were going to have kids? I can't remember like why he was pushing it so much on her, and then she decided to change it.
I have a hard time imagining that circumcision was in a prenup. Right,
but right, I know, but it was some weird like thing that he wanted done, and she was okay with it, and then all of a sudden she wasn't okay with it. Like,
yeah,
that
she got
really
to finding out about circumcision is what happened.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, she went looking into how much of that skin they were removing, how many nerve cells are in that, and all the deleterious effects
right,
that it has
then,
on a male body.
Yeah, exactly. Circumcision is a horrible thing, but yeah.
Yeah, and so once she got red pilled on circumcision, she went loony, not loony, but went radical on it. And was like, no, I won't let you do this to my son. And she kept him away from the father, and then she was charged with like custodial interference and all this stuff. And eventually, what they did was they held her in contempt, and they said, well, we can't circumcise your son without your consent, ma'am. So we'll just hold you in jail until you consent.
They did the same thing with Jim Johnson. He's an early mover here as part of the Free State Project. And there was a multiple mass civil disobedience kind of arrest thing that happened where I was arrested and 11 other people, including Jim Johnson, were arrested for basically being at the jail. We hadn't trespassed or anything like that, but they had told us to leave, but we hadn't heard the message that we were supposed to leave. And then when the cops showed up, they just arrested everybody. Everybody went to trial, and almost everyone was convicted except for one guy. It was all the same evidence, and so why the one guy didn't get convicted is another question. Well, it's because he had a different judge, so it's proof that's completely arbitrary.
Yeah.
System. And Jim Johnson, when he was convicted, he actually got convicted of a misdemeanor count. And I think he refused to fill out, I forget what it was that he refused to do. I think he refused to fill out the financial affidavit because he claimed he couldn't pay a fine or something like that.
Right.
And because he would not fill out the financial affidavit, he was put in jail for contempt. And he was going to be held in contempt until he did what the judge told him to do. So this stuff happens all the time.
Yeah. It's not an uncommon procedure. Like, the people who are really outraged about this happening to Kim Davis, you know, wake up to the violence inherent in the system and that they do this to people all the time.
Right.
And you might be more upset that they're, you know, basically, you know, compelling her to renounce her deity. But, you know, this shouldn't happen to anybody, ladies and gentlemen. You tell somebody that just some guy in a robe, some dude in a dress told you to do something, and then you're going to be jailed until you comply with his order. And it's not even something that's necessarily established by the legislature. That's established in the Constitution.
You can't repeal contempt.
Right.
It's not possible. There's no statute. I looked it up. I looked for contempt in the statutes of New Hampshire. It doesn't exist. You can't. I don't even think that you could. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if they did a constitutional amendment. Maybe then you could do something. Let's go to Donna in Washington, listening to KMAS. Hey, Donna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just had a comment.
Yeah.
This woman down there, she's such a Christian and believer and stuff like that, but I just heard another radio station earlier that she's been married 4 times.
I've heard that she's been divorced twice. She might be in her 3rd marriage now, is my understanding of it.
From what I understood was that she divorced husband 1, married 2, divorced 2, married 3, divorced 3, and remarried 2.
Oh, she's had 3 divorces then.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 2 divorces.
But she
remarried
her second husband.
Yeah,
supposedly.
So, and look, I'm not surprised to find some religious hypocrites in the world, right? I mean, this is going to happen,
yeah.
Okay? I mean, I've said before, it's the straits that are destroying marriage, no question about it. Stop with the sanctity garbage. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, to go throw somebody in jail because they believe something is sick.
Hey, Donna, you probably were going somewhere with that, so stand by. We will come back, talk to you, and you can join us here at 855, 450-FREE. Moments remain, just enough time for you with your thoughts. If you want to swing in here, it doesn't have to be on this topic. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855. 450-3733. We've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Have you ever been hit with a contempt charge? What was the longest you had to stay in jail for that? I mean, we've been talking about these insane examples of contempt, and they're all mostly, you know, awful. So petty. I've had friends of mine being arrested for contempt for wearing a hat in court. And I've also been in courthouses and courtrooms where the judge didn't care. Shire dude's hearing in Manchester, he's wearing a mushroom hat in court. And the judge in Manchester doesn't care about that. So, you know, it all depends on the man, the whims of the man in the robe. And we can come back and talk more about contempt here. I want to tell you about ExpressCoin. It is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with money order or a check, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Get started at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. Just download their app over at ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Great way to go and get some Bitcoin, and then take them over and spend them at SaveItPurse.com and save 20% on everything, almost everything at Amazon. So go and check it out, ExpressCoin.com. Our caller did just drop off the line, so I apologize about that. Would have loved to have heard more about what she had to say. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I will just, the thing that she was bringing up, is Danica had mentioned it during a break, is that the woman's been divorced a bunch of times, right?
The clerk.
Yeah, the woman who's being jailed, Kim Davis or whatever her name is, you know, she's been divorced several times, and now she's trying to play holy roller for, you know, God's will in the marriage, yeah. You know. And
she's a hypocrite.
Right, and there's no shortage of that, of course, right? I mean, straight people who are so concerned about, you know, the sanctity of marriage, while they run around on Ashley Madison and run up their credit cards getting guaranteed affairs and prostitutes, they're a bunch of lying pieces of garbage. But at the same time, you know, it's a thing that my problem here, and it should be the problem of all Americans, frankly, is that the Supreme Court is just completely out of line. So a 5-4 decision, most of these things are 5-4 decisions, right? All these really, you know, controversial issues are the Supreme Court deciding right down the middle. It's a split decision where almost half the court disagrees with the decision, but they've got 9 justices on the court, and so, you know, and once
because 5 people agree, now the Constitution means this!
Right. They're legislating from the bench, plain and simple, and that's absolutely blatantly illegal, and nobody's going to do anything to stop it, and it's just going
to
show
enforce on
what
themselves.
A horrific system that we have in this...
But it's the best system in the world, Chris.
You know, I'll tell you what, it just might be compared to other places. But now, you know, but in order to say that, you've got to compare yourself to places like North Korea,
yeah.
Right? I mean, look, the human condition is not like a pretty thing for the most of the world, right? I mean, the default human condition is rather violent and terrible and chaotic. And so the fact that, you know, the United States manages to have a system under which we live in a relative degree of comfort, even if we do so with a boot on our neck, is a, and by many measures, it's a miraculous thing, and I won't deny it. But it's absolutely, you know, the judicial activism in the courts is gotten to such a point that I shudder to look at it. I want to read a court quote from Thomas Jefferson, actually, sure. Real quick. So he says, the Constitution meant that its coordinate branches should be checks on each other, but the opinion which gives the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what are not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Okay? That's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. He saw this coming
quite
a while ago, okay? Mm. And this is the problem that you've got in this country where one of the many problems. Don't get me wrong. We've got our problems in the legislature and the executive, no doubt. But the judge, the judiciary, is supposed to, and the reason that these are lifetime appointments in the Supreme Court is specifically so that they are not, you know, subject to the whims of politics, right? They're not worried about winning the next election so that they can make unpopular decisions and they can overturn the rules of the legislature and the executive, right?
Mm.
But what happens is they are put there for political purposes. You have presidents making the appointments based on ideological reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution, and they go and they shove these things down the throats of the entire country, and then in the lower courts, then somebody goes and disobeys the higher court, and they just say, oh, okay, I'll hold you in jail until you consent, until you go along with our arbitrary edict, and there's just no check on that power whatsoever. Nobody can spring you from the slammer once you've been held in contempt of court, and now they're going to hold this woman until she renounces her God.
It's so sick. And I think you really summed it up there, Chris. And I think that if there's anything valuable that comes out of this whole Kim Davis situation, then it is that people will learn a thing or two about contempt. You know, if you're paying attention to this story and you didn't really know what contempt was, like you just seen it in the movies or whatever, now you know a little bit more about this. Now you know what you're dealing with in these courtrooms. These men and women who wear these robes have unlimited power, nearly unlimited power to take someone you love and put them in a jail cell forever. Our friend Sam Dodson, well, not you guys, because you probably never met Sam, but he was an early mover for the Free State Project, has since moved away, found a different path in life. But he went to jail here for 58 days for contempt, for refusing to give his name. Now, remember, you have a right to remain silent. Apparently, that right to remain silent doesn't include you not going to jail because of your remaining silence.
You have the right to remain silent in your jail cell.
Exactly. And so, you know, the real kicker was that when he was in there, I think it was about 2 weeks in, the police were able to figure out who he was. And I don't know, they ran his prints or whatever. They somehow did their investigating and they figured out Sam's name because he was in as John Doe up until that point. So they knew what his name was, but okay. He stayed in jail for 58 days. He stayed in for weeks longer than that, another month and a half, until he was finally kicked out the side door of the jail one day.
What?
Still wearing his jail orange. They didn't even make him change out before they sent him out of that jail. So I don't know who sent what notice to who, but all of a sudden they decided they didn't want him there anymore. Thing is, they knew who he was.
I've been kicked out of classier joints than this, you bums.
And they even gave him all his stuff, like the stuff from the cell. So he came out with this big tote full of, all the detritus that he'd collected while he was in jail. We had him in here that night. And, it was a long time ago. We had a crappy webcam and terrible lighting in here, but you could still see him sitting in the studio, sitting where Danica's sitting right now, in his orange jail jumpsuit from jail. It was pretty entertaining, but the thing is, they kept him in that jail because he didn't tell the judge his name.
Right.
So even though the police did the investigating and knew what his name was, and all of it was on file, the jail knew, everybody knew what his name was, the judge certainly knew what his name was at that point.
It's just an attempt to obtain obedience. Just
pure
to get the compliance out of them.
Yeah.
And, Jefferson said it a long time ago, it is a despotic branch. This is a law that was created by the judiciary, enforced by the judiciary, punished by the judiciary. There is no statute anywhere.
It's not even a law. It's just a power.
I mean, aside from contempt, I'm saying there's no law that you can read that defines marriage as whatever, that says you have to give two men a marriage license, right? This is a thing that was done by the judge. This is not codes anywhere. This is a judge's decision and a judge's penalty. There is no statute which we say, what is the maximum penalty for failing to grant a gay marriage license? That doesn't exist. So all you have is this plenary authority from the top to the bottom of the judiciary going out, and it's judicial activism at its worst. It's horrible.
Let's change gears real quick here, Chris. You had a story, and we're just going to talk briefly. Just summarize for me. Massachusetts cop. What did he do?
Okay, so this cop in Millis, Massachusetts, he was driving down the road, and I don't know if he had accidentally gotten in an accident and he was trying to cover it up, or if he was just trying to make a hero out
Maybe
of himself.
He was drunk.
But he calls in over the radio. He says, I've just been shot at.
Mm.
I fired back. It's going to be a maroon pickup truck on Forest Road in Millis, Massachusetts. And then his cruiser crashes and goes on fire. And then there's this huge manhunt. They're telling people, shelter in place, which is a nice way of saying you can't leave your house, citizen, right? They've got militarized police forces out there. It looked like the Boston Marathon bombing afterwards, right? And they've got helicopters in the sky. They've got cops in camouflage going all over the place looking for this guy who turns out doesn't exist. The guy made it up. He totally made up this story that he got shot at.
How'd they figure that he made it up?
He confessed to it at some point. There's very limited details out. But, I mean, it seems like the guy just wanted to be made a hero out of himself.
Incredible.
Is what I think. Because there's all this, anti-law enforcement sentiment. Yeah. Everybody believes the story that somebody shot at a cop.
God, I feel bad for anybody in a maroon truck.
Yeah.
And on that day.
No. He's lucky nobody got killed. If somebody was in a maroon truck.
And got shot by the cops.
Yeah.
Just jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah. Put that guy on the hook for a murder.
Check out ChristopherCanwell.com for more, Chris. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.